Now, if you want to log on to our website, rt.ie/Mooney, you can have a look at our herring gulls. I can't actually see them here. Fergus has just put his phone in front of me. Can't see much at the moment, but Niall, you have a bigger and a better screen there in Dublin. What's going on with our herring gulls?
Well, there was a lot of activity a few minutes ago. There's only one visible at the moment. Either Mum or Dad is sitting on top of the little chimney or outlet there on the roof, sort of staring at the camera, being very photogenic. But a few minutes ago, it was interesting. I was watching the chicks, although it seems wrong to call them chicks now because they're getting so big. They're the same size as their parents, really. They're flying a lot. They're really exercising. They've been doing circuits around the roof and they're going off for long periods of time. So they've left the roof at the moment, presumably learning how to feed themselves. I imagine they're with the other parent and this one's taking a bit of a break at the moment. Gulls are unusual in when it comes to fledging. With most birds like blue tits and robins, when they leave the nest, that's it. They're gone. They won't come back into it. Gulls, however, will keep coming back for a few weeks to the nest area. It's where they associate with safety and with the feeling of home, I suppose. And so they keep coming back. But gradually what happens is their parents try to wean them off the food they've been giving them, force them to go find food themselves, kind of being cruel to be kind, I suppose. And then eventually they kind of break those bonds and before long, after a few weeks, they go off and find their own way in the world.
So would they have flown off the roof now, gone down onto the ground around RTE and be dancing rain dances on the lawn looking for worms and then be able to fly back from there back up on the roof? Would they be able to manage all that at this stage?
Oh yes, very much so. They seem very mobile. They're still not quite as agile in the air as their parents, but they are flying around just fine. And certainly the rooftop where the camera is and where the nest was, that's a sort of a higher roof level. There's another roof a level below that, but maybe 2 metres below there. So they're spending quite a bit of time, it seems, going around that much more extensive roof space, and that's sort of a buffer zone as well, where they were practicing flying without having to go the whole hog and jumping right off the edge and you know, possibly falling before they could fly. But it seems they're quite competent at it now. They're doing very well. So it's been interesting to see that. And about 15, 20 minutes ago, the sky was actually full of gulls around there. It seemed that there were other young gulls were joining them in the sky and just sort of milling around the place. So it's all action there on the roof at the moment.
They're a bit like human youngsters nowadays. Some of them stay for a very long time at home. Others become independent very quickly. But there are records of herring gulls being fed by their parents as late as January.
Mm. Well, oh, there's another gull flying in there now. Maybe the youngster coming back. No, it's just veered away, see, going past the mast there. But it's quite interesting watching them now and seeing the antics the chicks get up to.
Well, do log on to our website, Niall. Thanks a million for joining us.